The ranch land. The ranch itself was 320 acres of forest, river, and fields. It was a mile long and a half a mile across and was actually in four different sections of property. The Little Deschutes River wandered through the property from the south to the north, headed for the Big Deschutes River, just about a mile away in what is now the Crosswater Golf Course. The whole property was fenced and cross-fenced, either with split rails or with barbed wire. I have a friend in Bend who remembers helping my dad and Claude with the rail fence and always reminds me of it when I see him. At the entrance to the ranch, there was a big gate that had to be opened and shut each time we came through. Of course, this was to keep the cattle and horses and whatever other livestock we had from going out of the property. They did get away once in a while, but a neighbor would call us and we would go get them. Years before I was born, there were large yellow pine trees, also known as ponderosa pine, on a lot of the property. In the early 1920s, most were cut off for the value of the timber and sold to the Shevlin Hicks and Lumber Company in Bend. However, there were a few that remained on the ranch that I remember so well. One that I enjoyed the most was on what we call the Big Yellow Pine Tree Prairie and was at the south end of the property across the river. My brother Claude and I used to go there to fish, taking our frying pan and equipment and frying and eating the fish we cooked. I thought it was great. The property consisted of jack pine and lodgepole pine. The house sat right in the center of the acreage. The rest of the property were fields to be sown each early spring and reaped in the late summer. The jack pine trees across the river were the source of our wood for the three or more stoves and the fireplace in the living room. Wood was cut and trimmed at the site in the forest, and then the poles were hauled back to the house, where Claude and Dad would use a buzzsaw to cut it up to the lengths we needed. Then it had to be stacked in the woodshed. Every day, we had to chop up several blocks of wood for our cook stove in the kitchen, and they would fill the wood box to overflowing so that my mother wouldn't have to go out and get more before they came home each day. Everybody pitched in to help carry in the wood, just whoever was available at the time. Every day, someone had to bring wood into the house, whether it was winter or summer. Cooking and heating were needed every day. Claude and Dad took care of those chores, along with many others, such as hauling in the water from the river for everyday use and getting water to drink from the pump on the back porch. The weather. The weather played a big part in our life at the ranch. We got very little rain some years, and that would make a big difference in how much of a crop we would get. We did not irrigate at the ranch. I believe they called it dry farming in those days. In the wintertime, we would always get snow. Usually it started in late October or November, and it would last until early spring. There were years where the snow piled up in drifts up to our windowsills in the old dining room. We could actually reach out the windows and grab some snow. The snow was very dry, and when the wind blew, it would pile up everywhere. We had icicles that hung from the eaves of the house and kept getting longer and longer before breaking off. This could be dangerous if you weren't careful to stay out from under them. There were times when we were snowed in at the ranch until the snowplow came by and dug us out. We just kind of hunkered down when it was like that. We had a picket fence around the front yard, and one year they took a picture of Claude and me skiing across the top of the fence and through the gate. Dad would sometimes pull us behind the car on a sled, too. That was a lot of fun. We also skated both on the river and on the sloughs across the river. The sloughs froze the best, and we would go over there and spend a couple hours. Claude would always put my clamp-on skates on my boots, and away we would go. The river could be skated on, too, but you had to be a little more cautious due to the current of the river. Some places were safe, others were not. Dad and Mom could also skate, but I barely remember them doing so. I know Mom did as a young bride at the ranch. We have a great picture of her on the ice. When I was quite young, I managed to fall through the ice by the bridge. The folks had company in the living room, and so I decided to bring water from the river. I had a little pail with a handle, went down the steps to the riverbank to the hole in the ice that was kept open, and reached down to get some water. Well, I slipped in, and all I can remember is that I popped back up through the hole and grabbed something on the riverbank and pulled myself out. When I got back to the house, they said the top of my head was wet, and I knew I had gone clear under. Dad said the river was rising at the time, and that buoyed me back up through that hole. Betty Daly told me she was there that day and remembers it all. I don't know if I got spanked or not.